Spain's parliament today began debate on a bill that, if passed, would allow families of the victims of the Spanish Civil War to claim financial damages. It would also remove references to Francisco Franco, the former dictator, in many public spaces. Reporter Jerome Sokolowski is in Spain, and he joins us from Madrid to tell us more. Thanks for being with us, Jerome.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Lynn.
So the socialist government in Spain has proposed this bill. What exactly is in it, and what would it do?
Well, what's in it is basically a proposal to give victims of the Civil War some kind of financial reparation, some kind of compensation. There's also talk of helping groups that want to, what they call, unbury victims, exhume graves of people who were executed during the Civil War. And we're talking thousands, perhaps of tens of thousands of people who are lying in mass graves. And the third basic element of it is removing symbols of Franco, as you said. I mean, there are streets, not just Franco, but in general, leaders of the right wing and the fascists. There are streets all over Spain. There are statues of these heroes. And there's even a mausoleum, a large grave, which holds Franco's body and that of his idol, Primo de Rivera. What the government hopes to accomplish with this is, in general, is a kind of processing of the past, something that has happened in other countries, in Latin America, other countries that have been through totalitarian dictatorships, even in Germany, but somehow this hasn't happened in Spain.
Why is it coming up now?
Well, it is interesting that it's coming up now. There has been this, what's generally known as a pact of silence or a pact of oblivion, pacto de olvido in Spanish. During the dictatorship, basically no one talked about the Civil War because that was what led to the dictatorship. And when Franco died in 1975, the two sides, the right and the left, decided to bury their differences. They were afraid that bringing up these old issues could lead to another civil war at the time. And now people are starting to think, at least those in favor of this, are starting to think that, well, Spain now has a stable democracy. It's a prosperous country, a nice place to live. It can go through with this. And I think another important reason is that a lot of the victims, people who lost brothers, mothers, uncles, husbands, they're getting old. It's a bit like, I guess, in the 70s in the United States with the raised Holocaust awareness when survivors were starting to tell their stories, and that's happening here.
Well, I know you went on a reporting trip this past summer for NPR, and you visited a village where residents were actually digging up some of the bodies of those who were killed and had been buried in unmarked graves. And at that time, you heard a lot of different opinions from people about the best way to deal with the past. What did you hear?
Indeed. In that very village, I just walked into a bar and started talking to people, and you heard both sides. An older guy, a farmer, saying, you know, let's just let bygones be bygones. It's water over water under the bridge, and it reflects the thinking of a whole generation on both sides, really, of this is very dangerous stuff. If we start talking about this, it could get us fighting again and perhaps lead to another civil war, because Spain really today is divided along much the same lines as in those days. You have a right and a left, what's called Las Dos Españas, the conservatives and, I guess, leftists or progressives. And I say I was really floored when I went to that village and meeting people, an elderly woman, I think in her 80s, who hadn't spoken about the war at all, hadn't spoken about the night her brother was taken from their home and executed and buried. And here she was out in the fields, you know, trying to remember exactly where it was that he was underground.
Jerome, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome, Lynn.
Jerome Sokolowski, his reports are often heard on NPR. He spoke with us today from his home in Madrid.